Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code ODYSSEY. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Action-packed edition. Tremendous Thursday, You Better You Bet on the brilliant BetQL network. Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. Pete Prisco joins us 40 minutes from right now. CBS Sports, national NFL columnist, one of the absolute best in the business. Now, Pete's going to have a strong take for us on the Jacksonville Jaguars and their game against the Rams coming up on Sunday, amongst other things. Mike Gallagher also joins us in hour number two. Josh Norris and Sam Panayotovich in hour number three. And an 80-minute power hour coming your way to close the show. 10 games in the National Hockey League, 5 games in the NBA, college hoops, Saints, Cowboys, and overnights here on You Better, You Bet. Unless I want to ask David Dykstra details about his childhood. That's basically what I did yesterday. In all seriousness, I was thinking this, and like, why at any point, like in the show chat or like on the air or anywhere, were you not like, hey man, like, are you aware that we have like 15 things still to do?
Well, in the break before, we said what we had to do, and then halfway through the segment, I said we really have to fly here.
Yeah, because I thought, I in my head, I'm thinking like, oh, well, I guess.
And the best is we get to golf, and you go. It's okay. Just like, you know, take a lot of time here. Explain your thought process.
Because we have like 3 minutes left.
Justin Thomas, Patrick Reed. Yeah, no, we have to do overnights.
Like, how come you didn't say at any point? Like, hey, man, like, we've got a lot.
I thought you
here.
Were just budgeting it like third of the segment NBA, third golf, third overnights. I thought that's how you were doing it.
But you know what?
I was budgeting. And then it was
nothing.
Not that.
I was budgeting my brain in the garbage can. Apparently.
You were budgeting your butt onto the couch about 5 minutes from when you go out there.
So bad to watch Amy Schneider dominate on Jeopardy for the 10th day in a row.
Anyway. Oh, nice. Is that where we're at right now, Jeopardy-wise? Is that the current events?
Yeah, she kills everybody.
Oh, so she's the new thing. She's a Michael
yeah. She's book. she's amazing. Like, she decimates everybody and wins like $40,000 a night. She's excellent. She's excellent. She's really good.
I used to watch Jeopardy a lot. now I go upstairs and the show is picked for me by two very small people.
I feel like I'm going to get there in the next like couple of years and that'll be it for me. But for now, I'm going to enjoy like the last little bit.
We
could
DVR to watch it afterwards. I did that. We did that when Claire heard the first year that she was born, and we would like, you know, she was 1 to 2 before we had Will. Like, we DVR Jeopardy, and then we'd watch like 3 or 4 of them in a row. Like one night when we had a chance with a drink or whatever, and they're just. You just lose the time. There's just not a lot of time, unfortunately.
When I watch Jeopardy, it just like makes me like very starkly aware of the things I just have like no clue about. Like European history. I got no shot.
Napoleon. None. King Henry VIII.
Well, Napoleon. Napoleon, I feel like I'm okay with, because it's like, okay. like Waterloo is probably the answer to whatever the question is.
Sure. Yeah, right. Exactly. There's like a buzzword that's associated with all. It's like Henry VIII. It's like wives.
Right. But basically, it's like history. Like history in general. It's like, I'm so bad.
It's tough. Unless dates, it's something like, 2 years. Like the final Jeopardy will reference like 1840. And like, if you watch, you know, I used to watch it in college with some people who were pretty good at history, and they'd be like, yeah, 1840 was like the tip off there. And I was like, the tip off for what? Like, what, for, it was a long time ago.
Like the Coaches versus Cancer Classic, like for what?
Right. Yes. Was there a Super Bowl that year? Then I'm out. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, it's just like, they had an NBA category on the show recently, and it was like, why can't, like, if I ever get on Jeopardy, like, please give me the NBA category.
But that's why
please.
It's so funny, because the contestants and how they interact with those categories, like, that's 5% of the show that we get to be like, oh, you dummies. God, it's like, it's so obvious that it's this. And then the other 95% of the show, they would be like, no, Ken, you dummy, at 1840.
Yes, E equals MC squared, not right. Cubed, idiot.
Rembrandt, you joke. God.
One of the questions was, in the 1980s, AD was Adrian Dantley. Today it's who? And it's like, really? This is like a question on Jeopardy? Like,
right, we're taking the initials AD and making them into us.
It should have been like, today it's Anthony Davis. In the 80s, who was it? And you would have had to get Adrian Dantley. That would have been much
better. And they wouldn't have been able to get it ever. Right.
And and to be fair, I don't know if I would have been. That was Adrian Dantley's nickname. I don't know. Okay. Let's simulate with the NFL playoffs and tell you what, like, we would project the lines to be of all the matchups right now. And in order to do that, we need some music underneath us. So David Dykstra, kindly play that YBYB recommends. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to start in the American Football Conference, better known to you and yours as the AFC.
It's a good conference. It's one of the better ones.
Yeah. Out of the two, it's one of the best two for sure. The matchups are as follows in both the AFC and the NFC, and we'll start in the AFC. So the one seed is the Baltimore Ravens right now in the AFC if the season were to end today, which is funny because I don't even think they're potentially one of like the four best teams in the conference right now. The Patriots are the two, Chargers are the seven. So that would be one matchup in Foxborough. The Chiefs are the four. They would host the 5-seed Cincinnati Bengals. The 3-seed, the Tennessee Titans, would host the 6-seed Buffalo Bills. I think Indy is better than a lot of, like, a couple of these teams for sure, and is not currently in the playoffs.
Right. So Indy not in would be a headline there, I think, for people that are only, that maybe like are not locked into the standings or whatever. Probably, honestly, you might think, if you had asked me, even like right after the games were played, like what's the updated seeds, I probably would have had like Chargers out and Indy in, even not knowing the records, not being able to put it together.
In the NFC, the one seed is the Arizona Cardinals. Two is the Packers. They would host the 7-seed Washington Football Team. So Washington right now in, Minnesota out, based on what we saw last week. The 3-6 matchup, Tom Brady against his hometown, against his childhood team. Tom Brady against the San Francisco
49ers. You would hear that a lot over the course of the telecast. Yeah.
And we would be very into it. And the 4-5 is an epic, epic wild card game if it happens. Cowboys hosting the Los Angeles Rams. Dallas, the 4th seed, is the NFC East champion, presumably against the LA Rams. So we will begin in the AFC, Ken. Why don't we start with the Patriots and the Chargers in Foxborough? And when would this game be played? This is also fun to do.
But it's new slots this year, right? So Monday night is a slot that's available, right, this year?
Oh, that's right.
So it's no Saturday noon, which was Bills last year, I think. We're Saturday noon.
Just
like
always
that, right?
Bills. Bills Colts, yeah.
Yeah, or AFC South is always like prominently involved. So it's Saturday afternoon night, Sunday all three slots, and then Monday night. Those are the available options. So which game are we doing first? Chargers-Patriots?
Chargers-Patriots, yeah. When would Chargers-Patriots be?
It would not be Saturday afternoon.
Saturday night, I think.
I think it would be. Well, the Patriots have a long history of being at Saturday night when they had Brady.
Because they were always the bye, and like the divisional weekend, they would be the Saturday game, the Saturday night game.
I think Saturday night makes sense. It's not a Sunday 1 makes a ton of sense. Sunday 1 p.m. Eastern makes a ton of sense.
Cowboys Rams is 4:25.
I agree. Well, I don't know how they are going to prioritize the Monday night game though.
Well, I think they're probably thinking the Monday game is going to do a monster rating no matter what. So I don't know.
So they could put anything there. Okay. Because like you could put Cincy KC Monday night. That's kind of when I just looked at the 6 games, I kind of like tried to slot everything. Yeah. Like I make some sense because you don't have any, you have zero West Coast sites hosting. You have Dallas is the furthest west that we go. So it gives you like a lot of flexibility, I think, for what to put where. Anyway.
Patriots and Chargers, the 2-7 matchup. So how do we want to work this? You want me to give you my number? You want to give me yours here?
I can go first. So I have two projections. So as a fun exercise, because I just like
and do this at home, by the way. But for people that are listening and watching, like type in YouTube, type in Twitch, let us know like what you think.
Having my lunch? Yeah, I had my lunch. Grilled cheese, chicken noodle soup, great little tried and true, like wintertime lunch. Love everything about it. Sat there, soup and sandwich, and just a pencil. I was like literally like a piece of my wife's notepad that was right next to her computer, and just wrote down all 6 matchups and just really like first impression, what would my side and total be? And then I also have, if the game was played today, what my computer projection would be for the game, which I think is interesting for side and total. So for Patriots Chargers, my kind of off the top of the head guess was Patriots 4.5 and 48. That was my guess. Okay. My computer for right now spit out 5 and 47.
Okay.
So I think I'm kind of like along the same lines there. Just obviously Patriots getting a lot more credit than they did. Now these teams played about 4 weeks ago in a game
Chargers
in which the Chargers closed as like a, yeah, exactly. Chargers closed as a favorite at their place. So that's kind of where I'm at. So me 448, computer 547.
Me 5.5, 47.
Yeah. Unlikely to change, I think, too, honestly. Like this, if these were two were to play.
And I have a note. It's like a draft day, like Vontae Mac, no matter what. Note is if it's six Chargers, no matter what.
Ooh, man. What would this be if it was the Colts? If it was the Colts plugged in instead, I wonder what you would say. Those teams play soon too, by the way. They play in about 3 weeks.
3.5.
Yeah, less. I think I can't. Three? I don't want to run my number right now to break everything, but yeah, 3.5 sounds about right to me.
I mean,
Colts can't be 2.5 to Tampa at their place and then be a big dog here. That can't happen. So.
Chargers money line.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. A Chargers points makes all the sense in the world because that's how the Chargers play games. I mean, that's more than a field goal. That actually makes a lot of sense. But like Chargers to win with what the price is going to be, that's kind of okay. I mean, I don't hate it. I don't know if I'd bet it.
Well, yesterday on the show, we were detailing like the inglorious playoff history between these two teams, which is basically this.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Patriots domination, but Chargers humiliation every single time. This will be the first time, Ken, in the modern era where these two teams have played in the postseason, where the Chargers have the better quarterback.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. Yeah. Mac Jones' playoff resume, which is a blank page right now. And Justin Herbert's playoff resume, which is the same thing. So yeah, it's interesting. I'm trying to think of the way in which this number could change as we go from now to the rest of the season. I feel like opinion of the Patriots can't be higher. Like, it's almost impossible. They're already rated so strongly.
Well, they could beat the Bills on Monday night.
Yeah, but, like, they're already rated like they're very live against the Bills. Like, under 3 at maybe the best team in the league rating-wise, Tampa and Buffalo, I have very close now. I mean, that's already such a, like, tip of the cap to what their rating is. I don't know if it can get a lot more than that. You also have one thing I tried to consider with my shorthand guess, too, and it's funny that I came up actually a little shorter than the computer number. Home field advantage in some of these places. I'll give a little bit more in a playoff game. Weather for the total, a little bit more worth consideration, I think. Although we don't have a lot of games that we're going to talk about that fit that description. It's like New England and Green Bay would be the two that stand out the most. But, you know, a couple other things worth considering there. Just maybe home field for some of these places a little bit more than in the regular season.
So who do you want to advance?
I mean, I would advance the Patriots. I think they are more likely to win. That doesn't mean the Chargers money line is a bad bet. That just means I think the Patriots are greater than 50% chance to win.
I want to advance the Chargers in this particular simulation. And I also have written down, and maybe we'll do this an hour too, like what I have the matchups as in the divisional round as well.
Okay. I'll shorthand those rather than simulate them full because we'll be able to do it faster. But okay, so that's good. So we'll advance the Chargers.
Okay, we'll advance it just for bleeps and giggles. Not saying the Chargers are going to win, but I mean...
Yeah, we're only going to do this six more times, right?
Sure. I love how I'm giving a hypothetical scenario for a hypothetical thing, which is probably not going to happen. But if it's ever six, well, this is the...
It's kind of like the college football playoff rankings. Like, the only one that matters is the last one. The only one that matters is what are we actually betting when we get there?
All right, we'll move now. You Better You Bet, Brilliant BetQL Network, Tremendous Thursday, Costos Barkley, first NFL playoff sim of the 2021 season, to a rematch of a game that we saw on Monday Night Football about 6 weeks ago, right, when the Tennessee Titans hosted the Buffalo Bills. Now, the Bills closed in that game, I believe, a 6-point road favorite. The Titans have gotten more market credit since then. Obviously, now everyone on the team is hurt. But I think the assumption for this game, Ken, and the way that I kind of, gave my line for this game, I am operating under the assumption that at the very least, A.J. Brown and Julio Jones will be back in the lineup for the Titans. And I also think it's likely, based on the timetable that was given at the time of his foot surgery, that Derrick Henry will also be back in this game for the Tennessee Titans. I think it's probably 51-49 that Henry's back wild card weekend. I think it's more than 50% that Henry's going to be back.
Yeah, and I think the offensive skill position players who play for Tennessee are going to somewhat dictate what this ends up being. So you referenced same site, game took place, middle of the season, Buffalo was 6 with a total of 53.5 was the closing total in that game. The shorthand number that I wrote down was Buffalo 4.5 and 52. That's what I wrote down. The computer is going to spit out something very similar to when they played because they played. So, and it's not going to really understand that Tennessee might be way different at this point. So that would be if the game took place now. If the game took place today, the number would be like 7-49 or something like that, because Tennessee is playing shorthanded versus, you know, obviously what they were earlier in the year. So my kind of like, if we get their number and everything breaks right for Tennessee, I actually wrote 3.5 and crossed it out and wrote 4.5. And I think that's kind of like the zone that we're dealing with Buffalo, obviously a favorite on the road in that game.
I have 3.5, 54.
It's a high total. I'm curious about totals for these six games. It's very funny because the scoring in the NFL down, unders incredibly dominant so far this year. The average team score in a game is like 21.5 this year. So the average like score in a game, like 44, 45, every total I projected and did for these games is way, like in some cases, way above the average because all the dominant offenses are the ones that have made the playoffs and in some cases are hosting the games. So it's just, it's very weird to have six totals that are actually above the average total, the average league scoring game.
Four of my six projected totals for these games are over 50.
I also have four over 50. I don't think that's surprising and I don't think that's wrong.
And the two that you don't are Patriots, Chargers, and Packers, Washington.
Correct.
Yeah, same. I mean, not that that's like film at 11 breaking news, but yeah.
Right. We're so smart.
Man. It's like, yeah, or it's just ridiculously obvious.
What would you bet? Would you consider Tennessee very live in that game? Would you want to bet them?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Do you think Buffalo. No Tredavious White in that game stands out a little bit more?
That's the interest. And that's why I actually think like the number might have to be 3.
Well, it could be 3 because of like the fervor around the news of them getting everyone back. Like that could generate a market that is, I think would be mispriced at that point. I would bet Buffalo, but like that excitement about them and how well they played early in the year with all those guys together could really create a fun market where the Titans become like the very popular underdog.
I want to come back with a little bit on this game to start next segment, and then we'll hit the Chiefs and the Bengals and we'll make our way to the NFC. Packers hosting Washington, a rematch of a game we saw earlier this season. It's You Better, You Bet, a tremendous Thursday with Nick and Ken on the BetQL Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast. You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
20 minutes from now, Pete Prisco joins us, CBS Sports, senior NFL writer, the great Pete Prisco, breaking down the games this weekend. Mike Gallagher coming up, hour number two as well, from ETR. Josh Norris, Sam Panayotovic as well along the way. Power Hour final 80 minutes. NBA, college hoops, NHL, overnights, and the Saints and the Cowboys kicking off week 13 in the National Football League. But let's continue with our playoff sim for those of you that have just parachuted in. We're taking what the playoff matchups would be if the season ended today and guessing what the spreads would be and who we would bet on in advance, because it's a fun thing to do. And also gets us ready for when the playoffs do get here and gives us a kind of a foundation to work off of. So, David, let's please bring the recommends back up here. My last word here on the Titans and Bills, it feels like, Ken, after we kind of concluded with Tre'Davious White's going to be out and like all these players are going to be back for Tennessee potentially, I don't know, it kind of feels like if the number's over three, like actually maybe bet Tennessee if it's 3.5, and if it's 3, maybe Buffalo. I don't know, but I mean, I was kind of thinking slam dunk Buffalo, but you're right, like Tre'Davious, this is a matchup where you need Tre'Davious White, and not having him is really going to hurt because you're going to get absolutely torched through the passing game.
Yeah, no, I agree. Going back through like my previous ratings for both teams, it's interesting. I don't disagree that we could maybe see a 3 when we get there. If it's, you need a lot of stuff to break right. You need all the injury news for Tennessee to be extremely positive going into the game to create a 3. Going back through kind of my ratings for both teams, there's no point this entire year where this would have been less than 4.5, basically. I mean, it just would have never at a game in Tennessee. There's no point where even when Tennessee was playing very well and when Buffalo was not, I mean, we basically had that game in a close 6 even. So it's going to take a lot to make that 3 exist, I think. You're going to need a really, really, really crazy week leading up to the game for Tennessee. Probably more likely it's something like 4 or a greater or something more like the Monday night game. But, I mean, if we're back up around those Monday night game numbers, I know Tennessee won that game outright, and I'm not saying that's why I would bet them. But, I mean, that just seems like an auto bet on Tennessee if the number's going to be that big. So I think we're thinking the right way, something like a 3.5, which would create a tough decision.
Yeah, it really would. It really, really would. All right, that's the Titans and the Bills in the 3-6 matchup in Tennessee. Let's move on in the game that I guess we think would be the Monday night affair, and that would be the Chiefs and the Bengals. I can't wait for one of these teams to get completely screwed, by the way, by having a short week in the postseason because the NFL needs to put games on Monday night. Doesn't impact me at all, so whatever. Play the game on right. Monday, all good.
Sorry, Mahomes. Yeah. So.
And that it's only just this one week, right, where there's a Monday
night. That's correct.
Night.
Yep, and then the divisionals go back to the same schedule.
Chiefs hosting the Cincinnati Bengals in the 4-5. Ken, what do you got here?
Yeah, my shorthand projection, just like off the top of my head, was Kansas City 6-55. And then my computer spit out Kansas City 5-53.5. So
what was your number? Your shorthand number was what?
6-55.
Okay. Yeah, we got a difference here.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to guess I know why. I'm going to guess you're shorter on the number. And because, I mean, I think you almost have to be. But I think when we get to the game and it's a playoff game, I think if it opens in the range that you're thinking, it's going to get slammed.
Okay. I have 4, 4.5, and 51.5.
I'd bet the Chiefs immediately for a lot of money.
Okay. So, so I feel like it has to be 6 then.
Yeah. No, it doesn't have to be. If it is, then I'm just going to bet the Chiefs a lot. it's part of it is the funny thing about that. I don't think you have a wrong number. I don't think you went through a wrong process, any of that stuff. Bengals have been playing way better and they've been getting more credit in the market too. So it makes perfect sense. Like when we get to the playoffs, if this were ever going to be the matchup, like you would have to know how Kansas City's been playing going into the game. Like to make the number, right? Because there's a version of this game where they're more than 7 easily. There's definitely a version of this game.
If they look like we expected them to, like at the start of the season, then
Look at what this would have been like before the year, or like what my Chiefs number was before the year, at least rating wise, and put that against.
Well, the Bengals closed 3.5-point dogs in week 1 against the Vikings. So, like, I mean, Kansas City would.
Well, I don't mean Cincinnati. I just mean like what my Kansas City preseason rating. Like if back to that, if I bring that or last year's ratings for the team, if I bring that into this game. I mean, this is easily over a touchdown, even with the Bengals having a very good, like the Bengals are, you know, a top 12 team probably in my numbers right now. They're probably in that 10 to 15 range and close to a lot of other teams. Like that doesn't mean they're really, really close to probably 6, 7, 8, 9. But the Chiefs rating last year and to start this year, astronomical. And just think about like you, the person listening, like how are the Chiefs generally lined up until the last 5 games, basically. So for 2.5 years up until the last 5 games, how are the Chiefs lined even against other very good teams? And, you know, I think if we bring that into this game and playoff game at their place, would not be surprised if the Chiefs were playing very well down the stretch that this was like got up closer to a touchdown. If it's not like that, then yeah, could be closer to your number. Just I think more than a lot of the other teams, like what is Kansas City going into this game? I think that might end up actually dictating like whether either of us are quote unquote right.
I have 51.5 or 52 is my total.
I mean, no, not necessarily. I don't trust the Cincinnati defense against an offense like this in a playoff game with prep. I mean, that's going to be tough. Even, I mean, since his defense hasn't been bad this year, but that's a tough call.
Okay. So we'll advance the Chiefs.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying your number is wrong. I actually think your number is probably closer to like a market number, but you know, the name says Kansas City probably has to be a little bit more. I think that's just
fair
my
enough.
Opinion.
No, I think
I mean, Burrow and Zach Taylor, first road playoff game ever. I mean,
yeah. See, like Burrow, I have confidence in that spot. Zero confidence in Zach Taylor in that spot. Or in
well, we had
spot.
We had Pizzola come on, and he made a really good point last year in the playoffs, which I think would apply to this game, and it would apply to New England actually also too. Which is, no matter how good the quarterback is, generally the first playoff start is like a big downgrade. Like it's actually like a noticeable thing historically that the first playoff start for anybody, because we did this with Baker Mayfield last year in the Steelers game, and it doesn't have to like come true in every game. Some quarterbacks win their first start, some lose, some play well, some don't. Just overall, he was making the argument that it's like something that needs to be accounted for, basically.
So if we are going to advance the Chiefs, and we are, right, we'll advance the Chiefs here.
Yeah. I mean, very likely to win, I think. Yeah.
And we also advance the Bills, right, in the Bills Titans game, even though we acknowledge yep. Tennessee may cover. That would set up, Ken, if we also advance the Chargers, which I wanted to do. That would set up a divisional round weekend in the AFC, and we can circle back to this next hour. Chargers at Ravens. And an AFC championship rematch in the divisional round of the AFC playoffs as the Chiefs welcome in Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills round two this year at Arrowhead if the Bills beat them on Sunday night.
Which is a phenomenal game, obviously. Excellent game. And worth noting, the important thing not to be glossed over there is that the way the seedings work, if the Patriots win the AFC East and those two teams play in that round, the Chiefs host the game, which is not to be forgotten. Like that's a very, very important aspect of making a number. And like the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl is that like, don't have to go to Buffalo to play that team again.
Correct.
Like really, like very important. And that hence, if you're the Bills and you're a half game back in the AFC East right now, need to win the division, like need to do that so that what we're describing does not happen.
Yeah, it feels like Monday night's game is pretty important as the Bills host the Patriots.
It's like
New England,
Dayton
4 and KC 7-4. You better, you bet. BetQL Network, tremendous Thursday. Costos and Barkley, NFL playoffs. And moving now to the NFC. Let's start with the 2-7 matchup at Lambeau Field. Probably the worst matchup of the weekend if the season were to end today. And a rematch of a game we saw earlier in the year, kind of game where you had Washington and somehow, some way, Washington did not cover the spread.
I mean, imagine.
Just insane. Yeah. Probably should have won the game. So the Packers closed in that game. Correct me if I'm wrong, but 8.5, right, at home in that game against Washington.
Yeah, definitely like more than a touchdown. I remember the market was 10.5 and everybody bet Washington all week and it closed a little over a touchdown.
So yeah, but I'm pretty sure it was 8.5. I could be wrong about that. So
yep,
number two,
8.5 and 48. That's what I have. So.
Number two, Green Bay hosting number 7, Washington. What do you got?
My shorthand number was 9.5, 47.5. And the computer spit out, I mean, it's going to be really close to when they played before, 7.5 and 48.5. So I think more than a touchdown in both cases. Total, the computer's going to spit out really close to when they played. Would obviously need to know the weather going into the game more than in other games that are being played. Packers defense probably going to get like a little more of an uptick in my computer, but yeah, something
Jair
in that territory.
Will be back.
Yeah, little more than a touchdown. Probably the lowest total of any of these six games. You know, Patriots Chargers debatable as well, but yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now.
I have this under 7.
I'll take Green Bay immediately.
I have 6.5. Green Bay 6.5 and 46 was my total.
I would like the Packers a lot at under a touchdown in that game.
Yeah.
I think it's so funny how the playoff games just give you, it's like a different vibe almost. You know what I mean?
Can you kind of explain what you mean by that?
Well, I think in a regular season game, you would like to believe that at all times, in all games, every player, every preparation session, every coach, every organization is all in every single moment all throughout the regular season. And it's just not possible. It's impossible. And I think the mistake is predicting you can tell when they're down and when they're up. Everybody talks about like motivational spots, stuff like, I have no idea, but
no one knows
but I mean,
anything,
you,
unless you're
but,
in their
but
heads.
Like you, the person listening, you go through your life Really? You're 100% in all things? Really? And it's like, well, they're pros. They got to be. They're all humans. Now,
guess
the mistake
what? I'm
is thinking
pro.
You can predict.
I'm a pro and didn't get to overnights yesterday until 90 seconds left.
Right.
The show.
So, the mistake is thinking you can predict it. I'm not saying we can like tell, like we have some crystal ball to see like, well, this is going to be a flat spot and they're going to be up for this game. But in general, I like to my theory, and I don't think it's like that crazy. I think it's not original whatsoever, is that in playoff games, you can pretty much count on like all in everything in every playoff game in the NFL. At least I think you can even make the argument in the NBA there. It's tough to predict that in every playoff game. So, you know, I think, like, you're getting the maximum of every team. I think home field advantage in some situations is more, depending on the quarterback. If they are a road quarterback in a playoff game, I will give them less credit depending on who it is, especially in the shorthand projection. Like, I had this 9.5 and I was like, yeah, like, I would consider Green Bay at anything under a touchdown. So it's kind of the difference between if I was making a regular season number or if I was just thinking about the game, if it was in week 6, or if I'm thinking about it and it has that kind of its own framing.
What was your total?
Between the two, like 47 to 48, somewhere in that zone, basically.
Oh, I had a smidge lower. I had 46.
Yeah. Totally believable. And weather would dictate a little bit of it too, I think.
All right. Next hour, we'll do the Bucks and the 49ers, Cowboys, Rams. Sure. And if we have time, we'll do some of the divisional round as well in our playoff sim here on You Better, You Bet. So just to wrap up what we've done already, we went through the three games in the AFC, Patriots, Chargers. Both Ken and I basically ended up in the same range, like Patriots 4.5 to 5.5, somewhere there. I like the Chargers at 6, if that would be the case. Bills, 3, 3.5 on the road in Tennessee. Ken's got a bigger number than I do with Kansas City, but we both like the Chiefs against the Bengals. And Ken's got, what did you have, like 7.5 to 9.5, somewhere there for Green Bay. And I had Green Bay 6.5, and I'm probably wrong there. So that's what we've got so far in our playoff sim.
Well, maybe I just bet Green Bay. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the number 6.5, and I just bet Green Bay, and I'm the one holding the ticket, and I'm an idiot. It's possible.
You know what I would do if like this were like a real scenario is wait for Green Bay to get out to 7.5, and then I'd bet Washington.
I'll be the most public person ever. Chiefs Packers money line parlay for a lot.
And guess what? You'd win. You'd win. You would not lose if you did that. Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up on the other side here. On a tremendous Thursday, we'll continue our NFL playoff sim. Mike Gallagher is going to join us from Establish the Run to talk about tonight's 5-game slate in the NBA. Can't wait for that. But coming up right after this, Pete Prisco from CBS Sports talking all the big games this weekend in the National Football League, including the Cowboys and Saints tonight.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
20 minutes from now, Josh Norris joins the show, Odyssey Sports Fantasy Football Insider. Then it's Sam Panayotovich, an SN Fox Sports Chicken Dinner podcast. College football plays for conference championship weekend. Power Hour is the final 80 minutes of the show. That'll be NHL. That'll be NBA. That'll be college basketball, not only for tonight, but also overnights on You Better You Bet. And side total props for the Saints and the Cowboys. Ken, in a game that I am finding it to be like kind of like a microcosm of the weekend coming up in the National Football League, just like almost like impossibly difficult to try and figure out.
Yeah, I know. I'm inclined to agree with you. Injuries obviously guiding a ton of the line movement that we've seen in the game. And the worst kind of games as a handicap, I always feel like this, and we'll do this again on the Power Hour, but just like the worst kind of games for me are where like the bet has to at this, what the market gets so out of control that you have to decide, like, do I bet the terrible team or do I pass the game? And like an option is almost never to bet the favorite in these types of situations when the number gets really out of hand. I feel like we're nearing one of those situations. Maybe people still think there's value on Dallas under a touchdown, but it's just like, do I want to bet the gross team I don't want to watch or do I want to not bet the game? Like, just it just sucks to be in that situation. And, you know, to be fair, we've made money on the gross team a lot this year, but just sometimes not a lot of fun. Sometimes you want to bet the good teams. Like, can't I just bet the good teams sometimes?
You know, I think I prefer betting the bad ones. I don't know, maybe it's just something about me.
Well, I like the good teams with backup quarterbacks is like a phenomenal bet. I always feel really good about that. We've had Arizona with Colt McCoy. We've had Baltimore with Tyler Huntley. We've had like the bad team with the good
quarterback.
Yes, the good team with the bad quarterback, the team that's awesome but playing a backup. Like I'll bet that team all day. That's not an issue. It's just like Taysom Hill and no players that started the year as on the first team offense. Basically,
it's bad, man. It's basically it's last week Saints except with Mark Ingram back.
Right. Well, when you put it that way, Saints. That's
what. I don't know, man. If the number ever hits 7, if it hits 7, like I have to bet.
Man, I'm just waiting. Haven't bet the game yet. Yeah, maybe we'll do in the Power Hour. Like it's in my notes. Like if it's 7, I have to just abandon all reason, apparently. I guess I'm just supposed to do that at this point.
It's like a Kafka novel. It's like the gimmick, it's called, to quote Pete Prisco, instead of the castle. It's like, how did you find yourself on trial and you're being charged for betting the New Orleans Saints in a primetime game with Taysom Hill as the quarterback? Okay, enough on German literature. Let's get back to the NFL playoff sim here. So David, kindly fade up the YBYB recommends. And just to let everyone know what we've done thus far here, we went through the AFC. We simulated Patriots, Chargers. Ken and I both had the Patriots as somewhere in the range of 4.5 to 5.5 point favorites. We had the Bills and the Titans in Tennessee, Bills -3.5 for 3. And we had a little discrepancy with the Chiefs and the Bengals. I had the Chiefs about 4.5. Ken had them above 7, right? 7.5 for KC?
6.5, those two numbers. Six and a half was kind of my number.
Okay. And we did a little bit on the Packers and the Washington football team. Ken had the Green Bay, what, 9.5?
Yep.
And I had Green Bay 6.5. So there you have it.
You do that like you're definitely wrong, and it's like, you know, I'm wrong sometimes.
Yeah, but I mean, but I just feel like you're probably, and I'm just being honest, like I would, like if I were a listener, I would think that you were right.
Man, and like playoff history, those games and you could think they're wrong and then bet Washington.
I'm being sincere here, and this is why I asked you to kind of punch the point home, and you did it in hour number one. Like, maybe I'm missing something here. Maybe that's something that I need to, because I've never like made numbers for in a playoff scenario. Like, I just started doing it in a regular season scenario.
They tend to function a little differently. Home teams and like elite teams just tend to get like a little bit more.
Now, is there a baseline, like you bump them up, like teams with good home field? Do they get an extra, like, stock, like, half point? If you've got a great quarterback, do they get bumped up, like, a stock half point or full point? Like, how does that work?
So the way that I'll generally do playoff handicapping just in, like, 15, 30 seconds here is I'll still make the number on the game, like, using my computer. So I won't like, put my thumb on the scale. I won't think of it like a playoff game. And then I'll kind of, like, look at the you know, coach quarterback tandem involved, a little bit of playoff history, which I do think actually helps a little bit, not so much in terms of, you know, like, did they win the Super Bowl or not, but just like, have they played a playoff game before? It's like a pretty good place to start normally. You know, have they played a road playoff game before? Like, generally, how does the team in question play at home in the playoffs? If it's like the same coach quarterback combination, especially like the same kind of culture that we've seen, like those are just a little bit more superfluous things. So I won't have that many bets usually on playoff games. And when I do, it'll usually be a team that's getting all the credit that I just mentioned that I disagree with. So it's been the Saints a bunch of times historically, for example. Like, they get the credit that everyone else gets, and I'm like, no. Like, we're not doing that. So, you know, played
do that again.
Carolina against them, but no. played Carolina against them, played the Vikings against them when they won the game outright, you know, all those kind of stuff. So generally won't have a ton of playoff bets, but that's usually how I do. Like, make the number first and then be like, all right, like, why is it different? Do I agree with why it's different? And if I want to push back against any kind of assumptions that are being made.
All right. So that's good stuff there from Ken Barkley. All right. Back to the NFC. Did you know that the Tom Brady grew up a 49ers fan and maybe wanted to sign with the 49ers last offseason before he landed in Tampa? Because if you didn't, you're going to know if this is the matchup in the first round. As Tampa hosts San Francisco, do we presume Jimmy Garoppolo will be the Niners quarterback? Garoppolo is reportedly the guy that Tom Brady said to someone, really, you're going to keep that bleep instead of signing me? Apparently Jimmy G is that guy. Not confirmed, obviously, but maybe a little extra motivation for Tom. We'll see if that's reflected in your point spread for the game. So Bucks and Niners, Ken, what do you got?
Unlikely. Unlikely it's reflected. Well, I had it at this, but then you had to add.
Like, but then it's like at least 3 points for motivation. Yeah. The spot.
The spread. Yep. Yeah.
All right. So what do you got?
This was the difference, a difference between man and machine and making a number on this game. So when I was having lunch and jotted down some shorthand numbers, Tampa 6-52 was my projection, or my number, just while I was having lunch. My computer spit out 4-51 was the number. So and wouldn't be, so I'm like, and I look at it and just go, I don't know. Like, really? Kind of want to bet Tampa at 4. I know San Francisco's playing really well, but still kind of want to bet Tampa at 4. Like, gonna probably be pretty full strength by then. So that's kind of the two differences in the numbers. I thought Tampa would, you know, without looking at my computer, I would give Tampa more credit, but my computer says maybe Niners get more credit and comes in 4 there.
I have 4.5, 5, and 51.5.
Yeah, so it's not crazy off, but there's a pretty big difference between 4 and 6. I mean, that's absolutely like a pretty wild gap there. And
But maybe I need to start doing what you're doing and say, like, yeah. I think Tampa's the best team just like you do. We've been consistent. We said it since before the season started. Like, maybe I need to bump Tampa up a point here, right? Given that it's Tampa.
Sure. Well, I mean, it's Brady in a home playoff game. You don't think the market's going to be slightly shaded in his direction? I mean, it's just like, it's crazy town stuff, you know? I mean, like, after the run they went on last year, you don't think that's going to happen? And you can say, well, that's not right. Great, then bet into it. But I'm just saying that's probably what's going to happen. I know you have teased Rams-Dallas as, like, this, and it's awesome. It's a great game. I would be, like, very, very pumped to watch San Francisco-Tampa Bay. Like, I'm, like, extremely excited if that game takes place. And, like, I don't do the on-field stuff, but you can't look at this matchup and not immediately be, well, like, the quarterbacks, duh. But that's sort of almost off the field. The on-the-field thing is, like, Niners running game versus Tampa run defense is, like, crazy in this game. Like, that's a crazy matchup. Like, here's a team that's running for a billion yards recently against a team that allows nothing, like, especially when at full strength. So I don't do the on-field stuff as much, but that's, like, it's screams at you when you look at the matchup.
But we can advance Tampa, right?
Oh, well, I mean, they're more likely to win, for sure. There's almost no question. Yeah.
All right, Cowboys and Rams in Dallas. I'll go first here at this time.
Sure.
Scott Lynn had a brilliant idea, our executive producer. Scott's like, why don't I voice it from now on, since we don't do, like, this game of hot potato that you and I play, where it's like, oh, I guess you'll go first. Now I'll go first.
Right. Okay. Do you want to go first? You want me to go first? What's your number? Right, What's my number? You want to do your number?
So Scott Lynn will be the guy that goes first moving forward here in these exercises, our esteemed executive producer.
What's your number here?
Do you have the Rams favored?
Me or the computer?
Okay, so you have Dallas favored. The computer has the Rams favored.
Correct.
I have the Rams as, like, the slight, like, Rams one, and I have a really high total.
Okay.
This is my highest total.
So you have Rams by one. That's your
Rams
one
and 55.
Okay. I don't think that's that crazy. Me, Dallas 2.5 and 54. Computer, Rams by a half point, 53.
Okay.
Yeah, favor the Rams if you want. I'll take Dallas. Great.
See, so I think this is what's so interesting, Ken, because I feel like the way that I come up with this stuff is based kind of like the way, like, your computer does, right?
Sure. And you, well, you're thinking about the closing spreads. Yeah. So
here's my question for you. And I know, like, you've kind of, I feel like you've answered this, like, in a couple different ways already, but, like,
okay.
Playoff games need to be almost more intuitive, you feel like, with the way, like, you kind of personally handicap them?
I view them that way. So I find that when I use my methodology that creates spreads and we get to the playoffs, there are no edges. There's, like, almost none. Like, in the entire wildcard round, if there were one, it'd be awesome. I'm not talking about totals, just the six.
So this is subjective by you. So are you acknowledging here, and it's not a bad thing, but, like, this is subjectivity on your part that you have Dallas 2.5.
I'm also trying to think about, like, when we get to the game, how will we feel about the teams too? Like, it's a little bit of that. Kansas City, I think that's for sure plays into that spread. Like, I think Kansas City's going to start playing better, so I think they're going to get more credit in their playoff game. Whereas the computer is telling me if the game was played literally right now, what would the number be? So I think those two things are going to merge a little bit, I would expect. Also, if the teams have played already, my computer is going to almost mimic what the closing number would be, especially if the game is in the same place. Bills-Tennessee would be a good example of that. Washington-Green Bay would be another really good example of that. The computer is going to be limited in terms of it's going to, like, if you tell it that was it, it's going to tell you if they play again, that's going to be it. Unless you tell it there's an injury or there's quarterback change or something really seismic has happened, or one of the teams is viewed so much differently, but that's very unlikely to happen. So in this case, if you're telling me there is a playoff football market open and Dallas is hosting, I think Dallas is going to be favored in the game.
And 2.5. Like, not like one. Like almost three.
Do you think a lot of people want to bet on the Rams right now to do anything?
I'll tell you what I was thinking. Because when you say 2.5, right, I'm thinking, all right, what about teasing the Rams? Like, I wouldn't.
I mean, if it was 1.5, you'd still be thinking about teasing them, though, you know?
Well, I'm just saying that, like, I think that there's the potential for them to get dumped.
Yes! Dallas, anybody. There's the potential for that to happen. Dallas against any team they would play, there is some chance that will happen. That's actually true with a bunch of these games. These all might be really bad teaser games, with the exception of if you had the right number on Green Bay down or on Chargers up, but I don't know if you will. Like, those kind of lower total games, I think we feel a little safer about that. These other games, there is huge blowout potential, like high totals, the best offenses in the league, a lot of them at home. The potential for like 30, 40, 48, 50 points to be scored, like, pretty high in some of these games. Those are bad teaser games.
This would be, if we advance Dallas, our matchups have been in the divisional round, and this sim would be Chargers at Ravens, Bills at Chiefs, Cowboys at Cardinals, and another championship game rematch in the divisional round. Tampa at Green Bay.
I think I would take Dallas against Arizona, too. Dog.
And Tampa money line on the road in Green Bay, please. Quick break, and on the other side, we start hour number three. Josh Norris, Odyssey Sports, Fantasy Football Insider.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.